Let's do it. All righty. Speaking about a guy who is vitamin D
negative?
Negative, I think. I don't know how to describe it, I suppose. That music means it's time to do some meat mongering. Our own in-house meat monger, his name is Sean Kelly. Black Angus, Blue Mountain. Hey, buddy.
Morning, gentlemen. I listened to that whole segment. I just have one question. Just stay with me the whole time. What if you're a lifeguard who does an indoor pool?
I figured, you know what, if anybody's going to come up with a brain twister out of all this, it'd be you. That's a great question.
That's all I thought about for the whole segment. That's all I could think about. And the fact that I should be living somewhere stinking warm.
That's
the other thing. Right?
That's what's been now it burned in my mind is I need to get the hell out of Dodge. Okay.
Yeah, but Vegas doesn't count because you'd be inside the whole time.
Yeah, but why do you think I was asking all those questions about the artificial lighting?
Yeah, okay? the sideways stuff, right? And the oxygen they blow in there to keep you awake, right?
Exactly. Good God.
Are you guys together today?
We are together meeting what? In the same building?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've always been.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were doing it for home. Because I'm going to throw something out there.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing to hear that Stevie's leaving.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't catch wind of that. Obviously, my sources are, even though I talked to you personally the other day, my sources are weak, very weak.
Yes.
Can I come in and cook breakfast for you guys next Saturday morning?
You know what? I would, for me personally, I'd say absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
As long as you're social distance. Okay.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
Good. Then let's make a plan since it's Steve's last day.
Yep,
and I haven't seen him for a while, and I'm.
Yep,
I'll get the scoop directly from him. Why you fired him?
That would be excellent. That would be excellent. I think that'd be fun. Long overdue, my friend. You know what? Yes. We will adhere to the social distancing, and we'll make it work.
We'll set up a mic outside the studio so there's social distancing between all of us.
That's right. We'll make it work.
I'll bring some medical supplies that I can feed you in different rooms through a tube.
Okay? Or a long fork.
Tim Hortons, with the hockey stick.
I hope we get out of this mess soon. That's all I got to say. We're starting to get a little antsy. You can see there's a cabin fever amok, as they say.
Especially when you got an inch of snow outside. This is crazy. But, you know, we've given the world a break and a rest, and it's just realigning itself to, and it's a shame that we're going to go back at it hard in, less than a couple of months. That's a shame.
For sure. Hey, I want to congratulate you on the air, and let folks know that very shortly, in fact, I think maybe as soon as this coming Monday, you're going to have your own vlogs available for folks to see, watch, and enjoy you through video, preparing some pretty interesting foods. And the one that you did was that great, by the way, nice cough there. That's going to maybe we should hold off on next week's meeting. great sea bass. Recipe that you prepared on your first video blog, and so congratulations, good work.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Blair and I have been working hard. I woke up this morning with my next idea for that. It can be seen on your website and also pornstar.com.
Well, I love when the intro, when you just hop onto the deck and then you open up the door. It's written great. Sean Kelly all over that.
Yeah, it was great. So here's my only complaint. Okay, because you knew I was leading up to a complaint. You already didn't. Well, hello.
I've been married twice. I know all about it.
Exactly. So the only complaint I got is that you didn't really describe the first process. So you've got this wonderful fish that you kind of put on this little skillet that's already hot and buttered and everything in it. Beautiful smoke and searing and all that. I get all that. But the most important part of the whole recipe, you just kind of skipped over. So I need you
to... Well, yeah, but you know, this is like the, this is like a Hollywood story, though, Ange. It's like said, well, that the best part ended up on the floor. It
right.
was edited out.
Oh, okay. So that's a Blair thing.
Yeah, come on. I did the whole process. Come on.
Okay.
But basically, like I said, we used that sous vide machine that I had. We set it at 60 degrees Celsius. I cooked it for 3 or 4 hours, so the fish was perfectly cooked, just a few degrees below the optimum serving temperature. And then I finished it off in the pan.
Explain to us all, mere mortals here, explain to us that whole process, that sous vide, as you call
it.
Yeah, sous vide. The sous vide, maybe, you know. Like, explain that whole thing to us, because we don't get it.
Okay, it's an old French method of cooking. Basically, you vacuum seal your protein in a food-safe bag. You have a machine, you can set the temperature of the water to the desired temperature you want to cook the meat to. So if you're doing a steak, for example, if you would want to do a steak, and it's very good with game meats because you don't dry it out when you're doing it. So you set the game meat, say it's a venison medallion, you would put it to 110 degrees and leave it in there for whatever length of time you wanted. Then take it, when it's time to serve it, you take it out, and you're going to show it to the pan to give it some texture and some character. And you're just going to raise it a little bit more, and it's going to be done in just 30, 40 seconds to give it color. It's ready to go. But the important thing is...
Wait a minute. Hold it. You're going against all principles of carnivores and meat eaters. First of all, I want my meat as rare as I can possibly keep it and still consume it.
Okay.
By putting in your sous vide, are you not cooking it? Does it
not? No, because I've set the temperature below what the optimum serving temperature is going to be. So for me, a perfect steak is cooked between 125 and 135 degrees. Okay,
that's overcooked. That's overcooked.
No, a rare in the real world out there is called 150. So I'm going 125 to 135, okay? So the venison, you're going to 110 because that has to be even rarer than a beefsteak because it has no fat in it. So if it's at 110 degrees, it doesn't keep cooking. It stays at 110 degrees. It's like in your freezer. If it's minus 18, it doesn't go to minus 100 the longer you leave it in there.
I understand, but you taught me and taught me well. When I was just a little child, you taught me to want my meat rare, uncooked inside, and seared on the outside.
And that's what this is doing. It's cooking to 110 degrees. That is super rare.
So why do I need to do that? Why can't I just sear it on my grill?
Because the small piece of meat that you're working with, you can never be 100% sure what the temperatures are going to be. This way, especially if you're doing it for a large group, say you've got 10 people over, right? You're going to do 10 steaks all the same. You're just ready to, you're ready to eat? Bang on the grill, bang on the grill, bang on the grill, and you're serving it just like you would a salad. Perfect timing, everything. Again, my best results has been with the crocodile. The crocodile is freaking unbelievable done that way. Unbelievable.
Okay, so what you're saying is I have to get a sous vide machine.
Sous vide.
Yeah.
You don't, as I said, like you guys don't listen to me. That's the problem. Okay, just
sorry,
like my
what?
Kid.
What are you saying?
Can you start from the beginning? I said last week you could do the same thing the cheap way, and that is take a pot of water, okay, put it in your stove, set it to 110 degrees. And use that as your sous vide pot.
How do I set it to 110 degrees?
On your stove. Your
how
oven.
You put it
oven.
In the oven.
In the oven.
Yeah.
Not the stove, in the oven.
No, the stove you can't control. In the oven, put it in the oven. 110 degrees, 120 degrees, whatever you want. And then there's your sous vide pot.
And then just drop my meat in it and let her go.
In a food-safe vacuum seal bag.
So, like, we have upstairs a thing called a food saver.
Right.
So, it's something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that.
Exactly.
Sous vide tonight, Ange.
And also, you could take it. Go ahead.
That's it. I've had it. I'm done. I took all the notes. I don't need you anymore. I'm good. I'm good to go. Yeah. Sit tight.
I know how that feels. Sit tight,
buddy. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Let's do it.
Wildfire. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Only one more edition of the show with Stephen Labadie. That'll be next weekend. And Derek Brandeo on the board at The Fan, keeping us honest today. On the line with us, our good friend, our meat monger, Sean Kelly, teaching us the finer points of sous-veying. Now you were doing fish in this survey. I'm assuming you can do all kinds of foods. You can cook anything, meat, fish, poultry as well.
You can do, well, poultry. No, I don't recommend poultry. Poultry gets a little bit washed in that process. It's not a good, it's like boiling chicken, I find. But, I chose sea bass because sea bass is a hard fish to get right. Okay. Because the portions of the sea bass, it can be thin, it can be very thick, a lot of skin, no skin. So sea bass was a great thing. If you've ever had sea bass undercooked, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It will turn you off of it for a long time. So that's why I chose it. And it's very delicate, so you've got to work with it well. And what I recommend mostly is products that are difficult to cook. Again, you mentioned a good ribeye steak. No, I wouldn't do that in a sous vide. I mean, I was just giving you an example. But stuff that's hard to get right. I mean, last week I did a beef shank for a gentleman and his wife. And basically, they wanted a nice big chunk of beef. I did it for 24 hours. They took it out. It was probably weighed about 2-3 pounds. The first meal, they treated it as a piece of roast beef with horseradish, potatoes, etc. The next day, they took it and pulled it all apart and used it in a pasta sauce. And I think the Italians have a name for it, but I can't remember what it is. But it was just spectacular as far as that.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Did you say you Italians? Is that all like you people? Was that a you people?
No. Oh, no, okay. You Italians know what the name of it is. And I only know, I'm Irish. I only know how to make potato salad. Okay. Like that's pretty much all I was ever taught, and craft dinner. Right.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, and that's why I say crocodile. It's a great example because we're not experienced at cooking that product. So, okay, temperature is the thing. Look at the perfect temperature you want on that, and that's what you're going for, and finish it off with some grill marks after the fact. I mean, ribs are just killer ribs on there. Again, sous vide them, and then when they're ready to be served, throw them on the grill to give them some character with some Ted's barbecue sauce, and it's $1 million.
Look at you. Did you get paid for that Ted's barbecue sauce thing?
I'm hoping he'll come and do a demo for me.
All right. Okay. Anyways, all of these wonderful videos are going to be available very soon, and you'll be able to see Mr. Kelly himself. Oh, did we lose him?
No.
Earshot? No, there you are. Okay.
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. You'll be able to see him on fishingcanada.com coming up, and I'm sure after that debut, it'll be available everywhere because everybody's going to want these videos because they are spectacular, and they make me hungry just watching them. So there you go. How's that, Sean? Is that good?
That's just fantastic. I just can't wait to get back on more social media after this week.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we got you penciled in for tentatively for next Saturday. We're going to do a live breakfast with Sean on this program in commemoration of young Stephen's last program that he'll be working on.
And, can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
I think what we should make sure we do as your last going out song next Saturday morning at 9:59 is that Steve yelling as he's going out the door.
It may be very appropriate, actually. Good point. Good point. Did you say you had snow up there, by the way?
Oh, yeah. You had snow last night. It's terrible. It's ugly. I hate it. Oh, God. You know, I couldn't even find my snow pants this morning.
Did you hear about the
shorts this week?
I know you wear shorts all the time. Did you hear about the vitamin D doctor telling us the importance of getting sunlight on that white, lily white skin of yours? Okay.
You should. I'd love to see the guy across in the booth. He never listened to that story, did he?
Neither one of you.
I wasn't listening.
Neither one of you listened to that story. Get some sunlight on that skin.
I burn easily.
I can't afford to go anywhere with sun anymore.
Yeah, I'll send it up to you. All right, brother. We'll let you go. For folks wanting more information about Mr. Kelly and the fine foods and meats and everything else, go to blackanglesbluemountain@gmail.com or facebook.com/
whatever.
Let me finish what I'm doing. facebook.com/blackangusmeat.
Why should I let you finish when you get it all wrong?
No, I've got it right here in front of me. facebook.com/blackangusmeat. Is that not right?
See you guys next week.
All right, brother. See you, man. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus Blue Mountain now. Black Angus Blue Mountain, not to be confused with just Black Angus Fine Meats and Game.
Yes.
Yes, which is no more. It's now Black Angus Blue Mountain, and we're going to add the word sous-vide.
He's upscaling it.
I know. Did we have his Facebook thing wrong? Is that what he?
No, you made his email and his website.
blackangusbluemountain@gmail.com.
That's his email.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said check out his website at, but that doesn't matter. It's Sean doesn't care.
Who cares?